I am aware that my little DIY podcast has some listeners in America. And to you all, I'd like to say welcome, and at the same time make an apology. For to you, many of the references that follow may lose something in translation across the pond. On the other hand, I suspect that there may be something universal about the character I'm about to describe, who may be instantly recognisable to anyone who has ever ventured into a yacht club from Rio to Ramsgate. Every sailing club has a future commodore, and the first sign a chap's eyeing up the position is the acquisition of a black blazer with an indestructible 85% polyester, 25% polypropylene mix. There are few more hard-wearing fabrics known to science, and the petrochemical byproduct blazer is the first open declaration of intent, a statement of unstoppable, unbridled ambition. This future commodore's in it for the long run, no matter how long it takes. And so is his blazer, all 110% of it. Of course, I'm only talking here about the male of the species. That's future Commodorus Maximum Pompositus. Women candidates, on the other hand, are far more devious and use unfair ploys like talking and being reasonable and friendly, and that's how dirty they fight. The male future Commodore's approach, on the other hand, is rather more direct, a straightforward bulldozing scorched earth operation, but lacking some of the subtleties. However, the one thing he doesn't realise is that the rest of the world doesn't covet the crown quite as much as he does. In fact, no one else is really all that bothered. Even so, the future Commodore's blazer is only the beginning of a miraculous biological transformation that would challenge even a dung beetle. For next, a bit of official-looking scrambled egg appears on the blazer's breast pocket, and then the posture stiffens into what is euphemistically known as erect bearing. The overall hoped-for effect is a tad military, bordering on upper, middle, lower, upper crust. And this is why his blazer is black rather than the navy blue of the civilian yachty. Of course, he's too modest to confirm or deny it, but the word on the pontoons is he may once have been in one of our elite outfits, such as the Sea Scouts or the Woodcraft folk. Others see his erect bearing as a metaphor for a body part, but mostly people just kindly inquire if he's put his back out. With his hands clasped behind a ramrod stiff back in the manner of Prince Philip touring a lesbian and gay community theatre group, the future Commodore preens around the club. This is a prelude to the display of disturbing commissionaire tendencies along the lines of a bingo hall doorman, and a growing fixation on getting people to sign the visitor's book, which had been blank for several years before the future Commodore exhumed it from under the leg of the snooker table. And now the table's unplayable, as all the balls roll into one corner. But this future Commodore has intimated that once he is actual Commodore, he will correct this by underpinning the entire clubhouse. He's already getting quotes all around the £250,000 mark, and all from close and trusted personal associates. Although members who merely like to play a spot of snooker have meekly suggested that a pile of beer mats under the table leg would do the trick. This is full-on gesture politics, and it's a gesture the future Commodore is confident will win over the snooker-playing vote. Others, though, mainly snooker players, might disagree. Reviving the visitor's book has been just one of the future Commodore's many innovations. In fact, everything he does is either an innovation or an initiative. He sees the visitor's book not so much as a pleasant and charming ritual with which to welcome visitors, but more as a data-gathering tool, a security measure to expose interlopers and imposters, and, perish the thought, non-yacht owners. On occasion, He stood over trembling visitors, demanding they reproduce their signature 50 times to test for significant variations. Funnily enough, the findings bear him out because the visitors, writing becomes more and more erratic and spidery with mounting levels of fear, until, with a gentle grasp of the shoulder, he mutters extraordinary rendition, and they break down and confess. Another innovation he's managed to slip through is to make visitors put the length of their boat in the visitor's book, so he knows whether to dismiss them as riffraff social climbers or cultivate their acquaintance. After all, the right kind of social connections could not only enhance his aspirations of high office, but provide an entree to the top deck of the interclub canapé circuit. However, so forward-thinking is the future Commodore that the club is not quite ready for every aspect of his modernising influence. The committee dismissed his proposal that all visitors undergo retina scans as part of the club's contribution to the government's e-borders initiative. And he has yet to explain the precise purpose for his bulk order of medical swabs. Lately, too, he's gone rather quiet on his second home proposal for Commodores. Next time you're in your sailing club bar, have a look around and see if there's anyone who looks like a cross between Captain Mannering and Basil Fawlty. He's your next future Commodore. In fact, if you're not careful, he's your next Commodore.